Keith Peters in Washington. High winds are fanning a wildfire east of the Sierra Nevada mountains. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Hundreds of homes are under an evacuation order north of Bishop in eastern California as the silver wildfire sweeps across dry brush and ranch lands. The town in the Owens Valley is known as a gateway to recreation in the White Mountains and Kings Canyon National Park. Strong erratic winds gusting up to 65 miles per hour are driving the flames and limiting flights by firefighting air tankers. The fire started Sunday afternoon, and by Monday, CAL FIRE says it had grown to nearly 2 square miles with no containment. The U.S. Drought Monitor describes conditions in Inyo County and most of Southern California as abnormally dry to extreme drought. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump's promised Liberation Day of tariffs is coming.
President Trump rolling out a set of tariffs scheduled to start April 2nd.
Many countries have taken advantage of us, the likes of which nobody even thought was possible for many, many decades, And, you know, that has to stop.
Most economists say the tariffs would get passed to consumers in the form of higher prices. 25% on imported cars, that's estimated to hit buyers with a price tag of $5,000 to $10,000 more. In an NBC interview, Trump says if the prices on foreign cars go up, they're going to buy American cars. I'm Julie Walker.
A Kremlin spokesman says Russia views efforts to end its 3-year war with Ukraine as a drawn-out process after President Trump expressed frustration with the two countries' leaders as he tries to bring about a truce. Dmitry Peskov said attempts to secure a settlement that stops the fighting are ongoing and that President Vladimir Putin is ready to speak to Trump. On Wall Street, the Dow by 417 points. This is SRN News. The CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is alarmed by the rising persecution of Christians across the Middle East.
I mean, the number of Christians that were in Syria, 500,000 just not too long ago, is now around 8% of that number. The same thing in Iraq. You see it across the Middle East. And they're not only being kicked out, they're being targeted and killed. In Syria in the past few weeks, there have been over 1,000 Christians targeted and killed. Across the Middle East, we're seeing churches burnt down. We're seeing pastors who have their throats slit in the sanctuary. That Christians and Jews are in this together.
Yael Eckstein told the Salem Radio Network that her organization is focused on helping persecuted Jews as well as the Christian community. She says Israel has the fastest and only growing Christian population in the entire Middle East. This is SRN News. Texas lawmakers are poised to devote billions to save the state's water supply, but there's debate over which strategies to invest in.
Conservation is the first line of defense, according to experts, that could include reducing consumption through incentives, leak detection, and improving irrigation techniques. There's also a push to fix the state's aging water infrastructure, including leaking pipes and deteriorating treatment plants. Another possible solution would be finding new water supplies through a process called desalinization, which removes salt from seawater or brackish groundwater and makes it drinkable. John Scott reporting.
The village where Abraham Lincoln came of age is deteriorating. Lincoln lived in New Salem, Illinois, as a young man from 1831 to 1837. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.